What's good about it? There are four theories as to why music helps to relieve pain. 1. It distracts us from pain. 2. It elevates our mood, making pain more tolerable. 3. Through some unknown mechanism, it activates circuits involved in pain perception. And in 4, it acts through the placebo effect. None are conclusively proven. Tone deafness is a misnomer. It should be called tune deafness, because people can actually hear the tones, but they can't string them together into the representation of a melody. It has taken many years of study to work out the true definition of attention. The current most commonly understood version is that attention is the mechanism of selection, enhancement, and integration of information. We say pay attention, so colloquially it is a synonym for concentration and focus, because the brain can only handle a limited amount of attention at a time. Paying attention is an apt metaphor, because we literally are paying for the process of both attending and switching. That's why multitasking doesn't work. The currency of the switching cost is oxygenated glucose in our bloodstream, and we don't have an endless supply of it. Attention has a zoom-in, zoom-out quality to it. With art and music, you can concentrate on one specific feature or sound, or take in the whole song or picture. Apple Music and Spotify have 100 million songs and are projecting 200 million soon. But the number of songs that people play frequently is a tiny fraction of that, at most 0.002%. Controlled crash refers to the kind of genius that is nothing more than controlled madness. Something that breaks convention and sees or plays something that no one else has seen or heard before. For music to be appropriate as an accompaniment to any form of work, it needs to be Goldilocks music. Not too hard, not too soft. Too hard can be distracting to the task in hand, and too soft can cause people to fall asleep. Think lullabies and truck drivers, for instance. What you have to watch. If you are not a musician, there are parts which show sheet music and keyboard notations that won't make a great deal of sense.